Good evening. This is Carl from The Rock Ministries with Pastor Timothy and
Joy
Schaefer. So we're here. We're going to open up with prayer, and we're going to talk about Jesus this evening. So, Joy, do you want to open us up?
Okay. God, thank you so much for all the goodness that you spread out to us, your people. We give you all the glory. We ask that you help us and lead us and guide us. Be with us, and Lord, that we just make a difference in someone's life. Help us to disciple. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to open up and talk about Jesus today. And
everybody talks about Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
I know all the little groups. There's a million ministries you can listen to. And I think we're doing it because we have felt like we were supposed to do this for quite some time now, maybe 2 or 3 years or even longer.
Even longer.
And yeah. So we are finally doing it. So we just hope that it helps people further their walk with God. And throughout the different recordings, you'll find out more about us and our walk. But we just feel like God is wanting us to do this. So here we are. So anybody that has any bad feedback, we don't need it.
Yeah. Now we will accept feedback, but we will go through it and decide what we will receive and not receive. So
yeah.
But how we would like to start out with is that Jesus went to the cross for everybody and died for the sin of man and gave us the opportunity to repent and accept the Lord as our Savior. And in doing that, it opens up a whole new world of peace, joy, and happiness. But it doesn't come, it's not all happy and fun,
no.
As we have both learned through our walks, our marriage, and our ministry work. There have been ups and downs. There's not always good times, but that's with any part of life. The good thing is, with the Lord in your life, that you can turn to Him and
cast all your cares.
Yes.
The Bible does say that though it rains on the just and the unjust. So that's just saying, hey, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have good days and everything in between. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, whether you're not. You will have some bad days, and that's okay. Because a bad day with Jesus, I've saw little stickers. You know, bad day with Jesus is better than any day, other day without Him.
That's right. That's right. And I'll take any day with Jesus over a day without Him. And looking back in my past, there's a big difference of where I came from and where I'm at today, and the same with joy for both of us. And it's true for any Christian. There's a transition since.
I'm laughing because the dog decided to start eating right now.
So
he's below me crunching his food.
If you hear crunching, that is our small Bouvier de Flanders that weighs 105 pounds, and he decided to eat right underneath the table. But
see, God, we're keeping it real. There you go.
Yes, we're keeping it real. We're in our home doing our podcast. We got some podcast equipment, which is awesome. And if you decide to that you want to or led to do a podcast, share the word of Christ, and share the gospel, there's a lot of good equipment out there. And this is a good way to reach out to many people in different areas of the world, and we hope we do over time reach out to folks, and that y'all continue to listen. We've been in the ministry for roughly about 20 years now. I was saved when I was 27, and that was 27 years ago. As of next month, it'll be 27 years that I came to the Lord. And how about you, Joy?
Kind of grew up a little bit in church in Georgia, and You know, I was baptized at 12, but throughout my life, I came and went with God. It was kind of, you know, I kind of always felt like he was this great big giant God waiting to get me. I guess from just hearing stories in the Bible. And when I actually really truly got saved in 1990, no, I guess it was, I don't know, between 97 and 2000 maybe, I realized he was such a loving, good God. He wasn't waiting to get me. He was, you know, the compassion was thick in the room, and it was awesome. And I got delivered and saved, and just so many things happened in that one day to set me on a different trajectory with God. And I'm so thankful that it happened. But so to answer your question, you know, I mean, I could say I got saved at 12 or 20s, you know, how we do. We backslide sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. We're not perfect. The only perfect one was Jesus, and we're not here to proclaim that we're perfect. There are different times in our lives and different events that happen. It happens to everybody. There's life, there's death, there's trials, tribulations, there's tests that we go through. But the good thing is that we can turn to the gospel, to the good news, and rely on God to lead us. And that's one thing that I've learned, and I know Joy has learned also, is that as you grow as a Christian, you realize that your answers are in the Bible.
Everyone. People think the Bible is boring. They say they don't understand it. There's so many avenues now to get to an understanding in the Bible.
That's right.
It's unbelievable how, you know, you buckle down and decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn about this God everybody's always saying is so good. And there's just vast information out there, and you do realize he is a good God. He is faithful, and he's waiting on you, and he loves you. And it's hard to even fathom somebody loving you that, you know, you're not lovable, or that doesn't know you is what you think. But you'll find as you get closer to God, he knows you. He knew every mistake you were going to make, and he loves you regardless.
Unconditional love.
Yes. I'm going to read that Psalms 84:11. I read it right before we turned on the podcast. So Psalms 84:11, okay. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The God will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Amen.
Amen. And you said that was Psalms 84:11.
Yes. And I don't know why, it was just on my mind. I definitely want to talk and let people get to know us, but at the same time, it is all about Jesus. Me and Tim don't really matter at all. This is what matters. Another one I have pulled up right here is Psalms 89:14. I believe righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Going to 17, you are their glory and strength. 21, my hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. Psalm 94:14, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name.
Amen. Amen. And going back to Psalms 84:11, I was looking at the end of that you said, no good thing he will withhold for those who walk uprightly. And we said nobody's perfect, but we can do our best. And God will not withhold any good thing. He will open up the floodgates when he knows your heart and he knows that you're trying. He works with us. He's a God of second chances. And I've always said that God is a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances. I don't know how many chances God's given me, but it's been a lot because I'm not perfect. I've messed up over the years, made mistakes. And right there in his word, it says he will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. So you do your best, you know, you get in the word, you get to know God, you get draw closer to God, and go to church and just fellowship with folks, you know, get together with people. And when you're able to come together and study the word, and that's how we actually started our ministry, was a home Bible study. We might have had 10 or 12 people in our house
a long time ago
at different times, and then it just expanded from there. But anybody can do that at any given time.
That's one reason I actually read what I have right here. This is from my walk. I typed up two different pages. I just read you that of Psalms, but it was when I was battling, I think, trying to transition from pretty much, you know, being in a sinful life and transitioning into a godly life. And I had wrote this or typed this up, and the last one I didn't read, so I'll go ahead and read it, but it is, he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? And then I have Proverbs 12:2, a good man obtains favor of the Lord. Now, I'm not giving you all this straight out of the Bible. These are just little notes I had made when I was first starting my walk. And I might add to that, a good man obtains favor of the Lord and woman. We are the same in God's eyes in a lot of ways. He is interested in your soul and what you do.
Your heart.
Yes. So it's not just, I know that can get so deep, the whole philosophical thing about men and women and the Bible and what God wants you to do. But God said he'll have the rocks proclaim if we don't do it. So, you know, you can be on any spectrum of where men and women stand in the Bible and what the word says. But I know that God has laid it on our hearts to do this and to do it together. Yes. Tim could just be preaching in a church somewhere. I could just be doing the same thing somewhere. This is our calling for us to do together. So that's why you're hearing from both of us. We're just going to kind of talk back and forth.
Yes. To share the gospel, share our stories, individually and together. So that's what we're here for. We're here for you. We want to make this real and let everybody know that you're not going to be perfect when you come to God. I used to think I had to be perfect before I went to church. I had to clean up my act right, do good deeds, and then I can go to church. And that's not the case. God loves you just the way you are. He wants you in his presence just the way you are, so you rely on him, not yourself. I was trying to rely on myself. I was trying to rely on Tim.
Let me get better.
Yeah, to get better. I need to fix myself before I can go. It's almost like if you were injured and you try to fix yourself before you went to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
It's true, though. That's how you feel as a baby Christian, I think.
Yeah, and it is. That's how I felt, for sure. I felt that I was broken, in disrepair, and I had to be fixed before I could approach other Christians, churches, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists. I had to be perfect and be fixed, and that's just not going to happen.
And we even think that now, this far in our walk, even doing this podcast, starting this podcast, we were not apprehensive, but we think that's what God was having us to do, but but I could do better or prepare more. And you think all these things. And like Tim was saying, God just wants you to come as you are.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. Even with this podcast, we're coming as we are. We're not professional. No. Hey, preached for years in front of thousands of people. We just want to talk about God and your walk and our walk. And we'll talk about different subjects over time too. We debated on talking about, your finances and your money and how God will help you in that area. How he'll
jobs.
Improve. Yes. Jobs. He'll improve every part of your life if you only lean on him.
Rely on him, yeah. So we started out at the beginning talking about cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. That's 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And that's just like, so that's with our heavenly father. It's the same with our earthly father. You know, when you, if you go to your dad or your father and say, hey, I'm having some trouble with this. Can you help me out? Most of the time, the father's not going to turn you away. They're going to try to help you and get you in the right direction because they want what's best for you. And they want you to do well. They want you to be successful in your life. And
he's the same way.
And God's the same way.
He's the same way. He wants what is best for you. He absolutely loves you. Even when you mess up, think about your parents or your own kids. You just see them doing things and you're like, no, but you love them anyway.
Yes, you love them anyway, unconditionally, just like God loves you. And so that's the direction we're going to go with this podcast. And as Joy said, we're going to talk about several different topics over time.
Okay. And, so I'm also going to, since I read y'all my thing from, I don't know, like I'm thinking 30 years ago, I typed this up. So like I said, disclaimer on accuracy, because I haven't even double checked it. I just found it the other day.
And that's one thing we recommend.
Sorry.
If there is any doubt that about scripture that we're quoting, look for it yourself. Yeah. That's what we recommend. If we misquote something, it's not on purpose. Like I said, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Look it up. Look up 1 Peter 5:7. Make sure I'm correct. Make sure Joy is correct. Make sure you know where to look in the scripture for what we're talking about. And don't just rely on us to pass on the message. That's why we want to pass on the message, but we also want you as a listener, as a follower of Jesus.
Yeah, to learn. Me and Tim have talked about that recently, that, you know, you try to do your best, you still make mistakes. And same thing with, you know, quoting the Bible or not intentionally misquoting. But I told Tim just recently, and I've told him this for years, when I first got saved, I actually made up my mind to read the Bible because I was not going to have people telling me the rest of my life what was in the Bible and me not have a clue
like
what they're
talking about. Where to find it.
Because a man told me one time when I did get saved and delivered, he said, you know, the angels are having a party right now because of you. And it sounded kind of crazy to me. And he told me that it's in there. And I think during that time, like I said, probably about 30 years ago, that's when I really made up my mind, I'm going to know what's in the Bible. That the angels really do rejoice when a lost sinner comes. They rejoice.
And is found.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just made up my mind then, and that's why I, you know, encourage other people do the same thing.
Yeah.
Read it and learn it. I'm going to read that second page that I had written. This was, I guess, kind of like my little life plan at the time. Become disciplined in your thoughts. Cast down wrong imaginations. The very thing you fear, you will get. And do not open the door for the enemy. Imagine in your mind good things for your life and make a plan. Use faith. God has a great plan in store for your life. Keep your mind filled with faith and hope and glory. Do not worry. Meditate on God's word. Stay in peace. He will take you from victory to victory. Cast down every wrong imagination. Disciplined mind, living glory. I'm well able in the Lord. Live out a full, healthy, happy life. Change your thinking. No good thing will God withhold if I walk uprightly. I can do it. I can break this. I have power to overcome. So it's almost like I just read y'all my little note to myself 30 years ago.
And that's a good word to pass on. And when Joy talks about casting down wrong imaginations, you know, our thoughts go, I know myself, and go a million miles a minute sometimes, and sometimes a bad thought crosses your mind. And it takes practice. But one thing I've learned over time is to say, well, that's not what I really should be thinking, especially as a Christian. So you change your thought process.
Yeah, you distance it in your mind, and it does become more distant from you over time. But like when I first got saved and delivered, you know, all that stuff was just pounding on me, like overpowering me almost. And over time, as I got fed the word, and I say, God gave me a tablespoon at a time, and I needed buckets and buckets and gallons of the word. But it was I had to do my side too. I had to do my job. I had to learn who God was and try to study and learn about him and read the word. And over time, that sin of the world pulls further away from you as you push it away, and you end up with a lot more peace over time and happiness and joy. And again, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Mm-hmm. So you still have bad days. Things will happen, but that distance with the sin or sinful life is very liberating when you come to Jesus.
It is. And one of the notes you had written, it says, do not open the door for the enemy. And what Joy is talking about is don't put yourself in a position that you may pay for. There's consequences in everything. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put yourself in a position that there's consequences later that you pay for, and then you realize, oh, I should not have done that, and I was wrong. So that's another thing. It takes practice. It doesn't have to be anything really bad or anything life-changing. It could just be little things like, you know, somebody cuts you off in traffic, you get mad. You might say a cuss word or
it
fuss.
It makes me think of that story about the fence that's up. And I don't remember the whole story, but they go out and put nails in the fence. And then the man tells them to pull them out. And there's still holes. There's still damage. So the nails may be gone. And so the things that you do, they may be gone, but him saying stay out of the line of fire so that those things don't leave residual damage on you, on your soul, or on your physically, mentally, spiritually. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, God is a healing God. He's a restorative God, and he just wants to just show you so much compassion mm-hmm. and love.
And going back to that, don't open the door for the enemy, but when you don't put yourself in that position of compromise, that helps mm-hmm. keep that distance that Joy's talking about. Yeah. Keeps the distance from doing that sinful nature. One thing I heard a preacher a long time ago say that he would not get in an elevator by himself with a woman that was by herself. He would take the stairs. And I thought that was kind of interesting to me because he did not put himself in a position. So let's say he did get in the elevator with a woman, and they go up a couple floors, the elevator doors open, and somebody assumes something happened, and all he did was ride the elevator.
It can change your whole life, though.
Right.
Any little decision technically could potentially change your whole life.
And it doesn't have to be micromanaged or anything like that, but it's just an example that somebody could say, hey, I know you and you're married. What was going on? Were y'all...
Or, hey, I know that's that preacher. What you doing in that elevator with that lady?
Right. And were you coming from the same room, the same floor, whatever? And so I just heard that preacher talk about that in the past, and he would not ride the elevator. And I thought that's very interesting because he did not put himself in the position of compromise. He said, well, I'll wait for the next elevator or I'll take the stairs. And he wasn't in that position. But anyway.
So you guys, I'm sorry, but we're down to just right at under a minute. We're going to do 25-minute cast for now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to actually finish my little say right here with the Psalms 84 that I read. I don't think I read the very last verse, and I'm just going to read the very last verse, 12, and it says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. That's what I'll leave mine with. You want to mm-hmm. leave your thoughts? And then we're going to have to, say goodbye.
Yes. So just remember today what we talked about. Just stay focused on God. Stay in the Word. And if you're new, one thing I learned when I was a new Christian, I got a NIV Bible, a New International Version Bible. And that helped me because I didn't understand the King James Version. And I and I went to the new international version to get a better understanding. And then as I grew closer to God, I ended up going to different scripture, New King James and King James. But anyway, we want to just put it out there to stay close to the Lord, and we're with you on your walk, and we love you, and
have a good day.
God bless, and we will be back soon. You guys take care.
Bye.
Bye for now.